Somehow, I managed to get through the test by using a combination of
super good skills.
One, my sneaky side-eye spying, heavily disguised as serious thinking. Two, actually knowing how to spell some of the words, which was unusual for me. So, in the end, I didn't do too badly. But it was touch and go. Phew. Then, the next day, Mr. Fullerman came into class and said, "Good morning, Class 5F!" Everyone replied apart from me, because I'd been thinking about an advert I'd seen on TV the night before. Suddenly, I heard myself saying,
"Good morning, Mr. Sunshine!"
"Who's Mr. Sunshine?" Amy asked. "I mean, Mr. Fullerman..." I corrected myself, but it was too late. The class started to laugh. Ha ha ha! Ha ha ha! Even Mr. Fullerman was smiling. I felt like I had to explain who Mr. Sunshine was, so I blurted out, "It's from an advert! Mr. Sunshine makes people happy when they book a holiday. The tune on the advert really sticks in your head, sir," I added. "Mr. Sunshine isn't the worst thing I've been called," Mr. Fullerman told me. It took a while for the class to calm down. Even Amy laughed. But Marcus went right over the top and was doubled over in hysterics. "It wasn't that funny, Marcus," I told him.
"It... really... was."
Then he stopped laughing because he got a stitch. "It's your fault," he told me. It wasn't. At least the stitch calmed him down, though. Mr. Fullerman stood at the front of the class and started clapping out a rhythm to get our attention. We clapped back. "If anyone has forgotten their dinner money or packed lunch today, put up your hand now, please." I had my packed lunch, so there was no need to put my hand up. Or that's what I thought. 10 minutes before the bell went for lunch, I realised my packed lunch was at home. When I told Mr. Fullerman, he sighed. "Quickly, go and tell the office so they can add you to the list for a free meal today. Otherwise, you won't get any lunch. But don't run," he said in a weary voice. I did my excellent speed walking all the way to Mrs. Mumble, who raised her eyebrows at me.
"Okay, Tom, I'll put you on the lunch list. Please don't forget to bring in your money tomorrow."
I nodded.
"Shall I email your parents just in case?" she checked.
"No need, Mrs. Mumble. I will bring it in," I told her confidently. When I got back to class, Mr. Fullerman said exactly the same thing. It was like no one believed I would remember. "Shall I give you a note, Tom?"
"I really won't forget, sir,"
I assured him. I sat down and Amy smiled while Marcus pulled a face. That was annoying.